In December of 1998, Zia Ahmadi brought his case before a three-judge panel. The U.S. Board of Immigration Appeals had just denied his application for asylum in the United States, and Mr. Ahmadi appealed to a higher court. "Let me stay," he pleaded, "for safety reasons. The Taliban is now in power in Afghanistan. I will be persecuted if I return there." But the three-judge panel voted to send him back to Afghanistan, 2-1. The dissenting judge worried that the Taliban imposed a rigid, drastic, fundamentalist code and punished those who would not comply. He wrote in his dissent that Mr. Ahmadi should be able to stay, or at least get a chance to make his case for how bad his life would be under the Taliban. But the other judges did not listen, and Mr. Ahmadi, presumably, was shipped back to Afghanistan 3 years ago. Immigration cases involving people who fear to return to Afghanistan are especially interesting to read now, when the cries of how bad life would be under the Taliban have become in-your-face real. Turns out Mr. Ahmadi was right. But like any foreign national fighting to stay in the United States, Zia Ahmadi had to show to the immigration court's satisfaction that if he returned to his country, he would be persecuted or tortured for his race or religion or nationality or political opinion. A person seeking asylum here would prove that through news reports, through government information. The trouble is that the fear of persecution can't be a general concern. People are being persecuted there, but needs to be a threat specific to the person seeking asylum. I would be persecuted there, and here's why. And back in 1998, Mr. Ahmadi's vague allegations of the bad stuff happening under the Taliban just didn't meet that threshold. Same with a man named Abdul Kwame. In early 1999, he too found that he'd be heading back to Afghanistan. Again, two to that same one judge, the court voted to send him home. His general concerns about human rights abuses there and his political neutrality in a country run by the Taliban didn't show specific harm. Instead, the court found, those concerns affected any politically neutral citizen of Afghanistan. No specific threats of harm, no asylum. But just a few months after that decision, just after President Clinton in July of 1999 declared a national emergency to deal with the unusual and extraordinary threat to national security posed by the Taliban, the courts turned around a bit. In August of 1999, the appellate court allowed a family from Afghanistan to re-argue its case for asylum in light of new evidence regarding the Taliban, even though the Board of Immigration Appeals had rejected the family's request. And same in a case from last year. The appellate court voted to stay Ratib Norzi's deportation until a lower court could hear his somewhat broad claims that he had a well-founded fear of persecution from the Taliban. Somehow, what wasn't good enough in 1998 seemed to be somewhat okay in 2000, enough at least to keep the man in the United States for a while, allow him to develop his case against the Taliban. But we really don't know what happened to Mr. Norzi. In law cases, there's no postscript, nothing to tell us what happened next. In 2001, watching people celebrate in the streets of Kabul, we know how bad people had it under the Taliban, but we have absolutely no idea if Mr. Ahmadi, Mr. Kwame, Mr. Norzi are dancing or not. I'm Amy Gaida.